Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show. Now, here's your host, Ray Eye.
My old man, sad old man, spent his life living off the land. Dirty hands and a clean soul. It breaks his heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel it isn't ours. And wearing cotton.
Welcome back on a beautiful Saturday morning. Your host, Ray Eye, here in the Bunker Midwest Outdoor Studios. We're going to run out and grab a guest from the Conservation Federation of Missouri.
Old Tom answering a hootie-owl's call. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. See, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land, pass it on.
Our turkey hunting buddy and good friend, Tyler Schwartz. Hey, Tyler, good morning.
Morning, Ray. How are you doing today?
Great. You got a big event going on. I understand you're up in the Kansas City area. Why don't you start there and tell us what's going on with the Conservation Federation of Missouri and what you're working on.
Yeah, we've got the Explore the Outdoors series starting up, and we're in Kansas City. We're up at Boulevard Brewing Company, and we've got an event there and live silent auctions. And, you know, we're trying to get out to these cities and explain what the Conservation Federation is. We want to grow our membership and get our member base growing, and then also the ones that are members, you know, get them the knowledge and stuff so we can continue to become bigger and our voice heard by more people.
And it's really important to get the word out, because I find out in the public, and there's a lot of hunters and stuff and hikers and conservation people and every aspect of the outdoors that do know about the Conservation Federation, but I'm kind of surprised the amount of people I run into that don't know about the Conservation Federation. So this is important.
Absolutely. You know, we were founded in 1935. Sportsmen and conservationists from all over Missouri came together to form CFM. Those concerned citizens with the purpose of taking conservation out of politics was their main goal. You know, so the effort of our founders resulted in, you know, a nonpartisan group of the Conservation Commission, which ultimately formed the Missouri Department of Conservation. It's we definitely have a rich heritage that we're proud of. Led the fight to ensure that we continue this model of conservation, you know, over the years. Back in 76 was the passage of the sales tax. And the Parks and Soil Sales Tax, too, which just got renewed last year. So if we go to bat for a lot of outdoor citizens, hikers, bikers, campers, fishers, you name it, we're that voice for conservation areas.
Yes, indeed. And even though I previously said there's people that don't know, I have to say that Brandon Butler, since he's taken over the Conservation Federation and since you've came to work there, there is a lot more visual and a lot more sound and information out there about the Conservation Federation than there has in past years. You guys have been really aggressive, and it's really important to get that message out, and I think you guys are doing a great job with it.
Thanks, Ray, because, you know, we really try. Our website, confedmo.org, we've redone that. You go on there, you sign up, join, donate, and learn about our programs, you know, the Share the Harvest. That's one of the big programs that I always claim that people understand CFM does. Tens of hundreds of thousands of pounds of meat every year get donated. We coordinate that program with the Department of Conservation. We've got the Conservation Leadership Corps. That's for our students. So if there's any students out there listening that want to get in the outdoors, want to get involved, our Conservation Leadership Corps is a great opportunity to get in front of all these professionals, to get out, do some work in the field, and to they're the base of our resolution process. We bring the students in at our convention and really get them involved and see the nuts and bolts of how these things work. And that's what we do at CFM. We really try and work with those students and get them involved, just like, you know, getting them. That's our future. We got to get them outside.
You guys also hold some media events, which I thought was really a great idea. We do the fishing trip to Branson down there at Lily's Landing and get all the media guys together. You take them fishing, you feed them, you spend some time together. You get a lot of information out that way. And those are good programs, too, for the media side.
Absolutely. Bring everybody together. We like that voice to be a strong voice, an informed voice that, you know, we can get our word out and everybody understands what CFM really does. We did that media event back in February and got some more good events coming up, too. Next month, we're going to be in Springfield down at Bass Pro Shops. And if you haven't seen the wonders of wildlife, those people that it's down in Springfield, what Johnny Morris has done, that this is your opportunity. Come down on Thursday evening, June 21st. We're going to do a tour. We're going to have some live silent auctions. So it's going to be really a fun event down at it's a White River Conference Center, which is next to Bass Pro. And we've also got another event July 12th up in Columbia at the Bass Pro Shop. So we're going to be inside the store having a fundraiser there. We're going to have some neat fly fishing, air rifle, archery, some real interactive things for the kids to do there. And we're going to get to put pontoon on the lake, do some fishing, fly fishing demonstrations there. So really going to be a fun event. And these are all on Thursday nights, too. People's weekends are busy. Everybody's got stuff going on.
Right.
So we're really trying to focus on the Thursday evening this year. And we'll round out the year up in St. Louis on September 6th at the Schlafly Tap House. So we'll be there on Thursday evening. And local St. Louis Rams football legend linebacker Will Witherspoon is going to be our keynote speaker, so we're excited to have him there for that event.
That's good stuff. Well, as an individual out there, as a hunter, a fisherman, a trapper, you float to streams, you go on picnics, you hike, or whatever you do, we need to be a combined voice, and that's what the Conservation Federation of Missouri does. As individuals, as one person, it's very difficult to defend the things that we love and enjoy, and all one has to do today is watch the media or look at Facebook and see the attacks on hunting and wildlife and our conservation heritage and our hunting heritage. And so we need to join together. So I urge all my listeners, anybody that has anything to do with the outdoors, the great state of Missouri, you need to join the Conservation Federation of Missouri and become one voice. Hey, give us some information how people can contact you and join up there, Tyler.
Confedmo.org. That's our one-stop shop on our website. So call our office, 1-800-635-2322, and get a hold of me or Brandon or anybody that, you know, if you got questions. We want to hear from you. We want to make the conservation world a better place, better understanding for what people can get outdoors and do. And so give us a call, shoot us an email. We need your membership. We are a non-for-profit conservation-based organization, so we'd love to have the membership. CONFEDMO.org is our website.
Yeah, that's really easy. And look you up on Facebook. I know you're busy this weekend. You're at the event in Kansas City. We couldn't get you to the studio. Looking forward to getting you back in the studio so we can go out to breakfast and have a good time.
Hey, that'd be great. That'd be great.
All right, brother. Thank you. Have a great weekend. And say hi to everybody for me and best of luck with your event. And we'll be talking to you real soon, okay?
Take care, Ray.
All right. See you, Tyler.
Take care. Bye.
Great information. Great interview with Tyler Swartz, Conservation Federation of Missouri. That 1-800 number he mentioned makes it much easier for you to call the office. It's 1-800-635-2322. 1-800-635-2322. You can go to the website, confedmo.org. C-O-N-F-E-D-M-O.org. www.confedmo.org. You go to contact information. Their office number's there. Their email is there. You can email them. Probably the easiest way to get a message to the Conservation Federation of Missouri is just to Google them on Facebook. Put them in Facebook and go to their Facebook page and go to the messenger and message Conservation Federation of Missouri in there. With that, we need to take a break. We need to go to the other side. And we're going to come back and visit with Mr. Billy Smith. He's going to give us an Ozark River report for those of you wanting to go to the Ozarks and do a little fishing this weekend. Yes, indeed, boys and girls, we're getting into fishing season. And we'll see you all on the other side, baby. In the name of conservation.